I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. On today's Political Corner, the focus is the Supreme Court. As we are every Thursday, we're joined now by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and his Beltway insiders. Juan.
Thanks, Ed. We're joined now by Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Ron Walters' latest book is called Freedom is Not Enough. Also with us is Reverend Joseph Watkins, member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll, and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Reverend Watkins joins us from WPHT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Juan.
Good to be with you.
The first issue today is the Supreme Court. In the last few months, we've seen two new Supreme Court justices, Samuel Alito and John Roberts, join the court. Now there are two key issues in which the nation will see these new justices in action. The first is abortion. The court has ruled that it's not illegal and cannot be tried under racketeering and extortion charges for demonstrators outside of an abortion clinic to use possible threats of violence. The court ruled that in 1994, the freedom of access to clinic entrances covers any possible threat to women who are trying to gain access to an abortion clinic. It was a surprise in some ways, Ron Walters, because you had social activists, unions such as the AFL-CIO, siding with the demonstrators, fearing that those similar charges, racketeering and extortion, could be used against them if they staged demonstrations. What do you think?
Well, I think that this is essentially a civil rights issue, Juan. You have to go back to the constitutional history of what's meant by freedom of speech. And so protesting, whether it's at an abortion clinic or somewhere else, has been defined for a long time as falling within that legal category.
And that's why you've got such strange bedfellows. You've got the AFL-CIO, you've got pro-lifers and various other social activists all lumped together here because they want to make sure that they have the continued right to protest.
Gentlemen, we see the issue of abortion looming large because of a decision that may be made out in North Dakota where they're looking at banning all abortion completely. Ron Walters, is this the start of something that would undo abortion rights in the country?
Yes, I think so. I think that the court is set up really to hear this case. It's going to have jurisdiction over it because it's a state action. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Well, Ron Walters, do you think, though, that the court, newly constituted with Samuel Alito and John Roberts, is willing to rule that abortion is illegal in the United States?
I do. When you look at the conservative influence of the Supreme Court in the last decade or so, they have had, in some cases, no compunction about overturning precedent. So I don't expect that the precedents are already set, which have been chipped away at the state level, in any case, will hold when they finally get to this case.
Another issue, again, that's going to come before the court, this one involving redistricting in Texas. The court is really holding accelerated hearings on this issue because what we saw was that in 2004, five Democrats lost their seats in Texas under a redistricting plan. It was the second redistricting plan in the course of the 10 years. These plans are done once every 10 years, and there was a legal plan with no problems. But here came the Republicans, led by Congressman Tom DeLay, to redistrict in such a way that it damaged the opportunities for five Democrats to hold their seats. Now this plan is being challenged in the Supreme Court. Do you imagine that the Supreme Court will uphold the plan or simply say you're not allowed to become excessively political and have two redistricting plans within one 10-year period?
Well, it's hard to say what the courts are going to decide, and I wouldn't want to second-guess Judge Alito or any of the other justices on this matter. Justice Alito has said that courts should exercise judicial restraint and stay out of political disputes over reapportionment. But, again, beauty in this case is really in the eye of the beholder, Juan. Democrats, of course, right now are crying foul, but you have to remember that during the two decades when Democrats completely ran redistricting, and this was in the Wall Street Journal, by the way, John Lott wrote this, that from 81 to 2000, they averaged about 12 percentage points more seats in their portion of the popular congressional vote in Texas. So, and in 2004, now they're only getting 6 percentage points fewer seats than their vote share. So if you want to talk about excessive gerrymandering with regards to redistricting, this clearly is not it. My guess is that that this is going to be upheld.
Ron Walters?
Well, I think that gerrymandering in the process of following the Constitution and redistricting every 10 years is one thing. But redistricting when you feel like it is quite another. So I would expect that what the Supreme Court is going to do really is go back to the constitutional standard and say that the states are mandated to redistrict once every 10 years. And in this case, you would have absolute chaos if every state, whenever they wanted to, would redistrict according to the political whims or the political lineup in their state. There would be no such thing as a constitutional process. And so I would expect that they would take it up and that they would pay due attention to that particular mandate.
Ron Walters is a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. His latest book, Freedom is Not Enough. Reverend Joseph Watkins is a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. He joined us from WPHT in Philadelphia. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Political Corner.
Thanks, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Join us every Thursday to hear from NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.